Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
All right, we are now at 30 seconds. 30 seconds remaining. Let's get this final team in.
Oh, my. Everyone, this is such a vicious the Walk and Talk
20
podcast.
Seconds. You have 20 seconds to get your drink on the table. Plenty of time. 15, 14, 13, 12,
hey, guys, 11, loud 10, here. The finals are coming down to the everything's 7, down to the wire. We're here 6, the last day at 5, the World Food Championships.
4,
but
3, 2,
the piece
one,
de resistance is about to be here, guys. We've been waiting for these guys. I've been studying these guys, following these guys.
Again.
They are my idols. I have a crush on you guys. I've been watching you guys for the last month and talking to Chef Jean Paul from Mississippi, originally from Canada, who is the bacon champion. He's like, these are the guys, man. These are the guys that are going to change the WFC, the World Food Championship. And what better way to approach it than in burger. So right here from France, Team France, we have Team France Burger, by the way. We have Michel Richard, correct?
Joe
Richard. Apology. Been a long week. And Gilles Apier. Sorry, my French. I need to brush up. Being that I'm from New Orleans, I should know a lot more French, but I don't. That's my fault. But guys, wow. Wow. I mean, the fact that you came here, took chances, and what a crazy way, a rather intimidating way to me, because you're serving a panel of American judges with an American iconic sandwich, something that was brought, made here, you know? So, first of all, let me let you know it's an honor for other countries to be mimicking our cooking styles, because for 500 years, you've been mimicking the French cooking styles, and now you're mimicking American. So it's an honor for us to have that kind of reversal. But tell us what it was like coming here, came here 2 weeks earlier to Dallas, correct? To train, to find butchers, to find the right produce, to find the right cheeses. Just amazing to me, and I love you procuring all that. Can you tell us about that?
I try by myself, and if I don't, so in first, it's an honor for us to represent France in a burger championship. So because burger, it's the dish.
Is a dish.
Is the dish in America. and it's invented by American Fletcher Davis. In our first round, we make a tribute for Fletcher Davis, and we comes 2 weeks ago for meet the butcher. We visit the ranch where the beef comes. We visit a ranch of jalapeno and herbs, and it's very important for us to find the good products made by the good person, because the first we have need to make good food. It's a product, and it's the only one thing that is very, very, very important for us. And in Texas, there is very, very good product.
Yeah, the beef here is impeccable. Very impeccable beef. Where did your career start? Where did you get that first passion to cook? At what age? What were you doing? Was it the first thing you tried?
I tried to cook when I was a young child, because I am a wineyard family, you know, wineyard, and I taste a lot of dish in my younger age, and at the age of 10 or 11, I begin to cook. So it's not my favorite passion. I play rugby.
You play rugby? Yeah. Oh, wow, nice.
And I play rugby at the...
On the
until,
vineyard? Huh? You play rugby on the vineyard?
Yeah, when he was drunk.
When he's drunk. So the best wines come from France, so obviously. That's debatable, but my opinion, the best wines come from France. The best chefs, obviously, for so many years have come from France. You know, right in front of the mic, is this the first time in the United States? Is this or this time right now?
No,
you've been here before.
It's the third time in United States.
First time in United States.
No, third
time.
Third time.
Tell us about the first time you came to the United States and you had an American hamburger or cheeseburger. Where was it? Was it just McDonald's, or did you want to go have
In and Out?
In and Out. That's a good one. I tell you.
In and Out and the second Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Hey.
Wait.
Uh oh. Talk to us, chef.
In and Out burger. Did you get it animal style?
What?
Animal style.
Hamburger style.
Yeah, animal.
Animal.
Is a rectangular shape now.
Yeah, animal. Dog.
And it's a one, two, three,
animal style.
Four, five, six, seven.
And so that way, it's
the way you turned it.
In and Out. It's like that big.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's the way to have it.
I love
In and
Out myself. Yeah, that's good.
I would love for you guys to come down to New Orleans sometime to try it. Our style
simplicity,
of burgers.
I think simplicity is often the best, but in a championship we need to explain that we are specialists and we are techniques, and in this round we make a burger with homemade ketchup, homemade Tabasco, homemade topping on the bun, homemade crispy onions, homemade
what was the topping? What was that topping that you did?
Topping is a crumble of
bacon.
Popcorn, bacon, pecan, and I forgot one, and onions fried.
Nice. So complex in what you first taste. You know, you gave all the flavor in the pop, and then you go into it. So this is a big debate, and being that we're in Texas, you know, it's more of an open flame, char grill, charcoal. And then you have the original burgers the technique is the Maillard process, where you want to smash it down, you want to get those fats, to cook
it's
its own fat and caramelize.
It's not smashed, but it's a little patty and two little patty.
Yeah. Well, which kind do you prefer? I know not you guys burger, but what kind do you prefer?
For me, I love smash burger. But sometimes in my restaurant I don't make smash burger, because in France there is not this culture. And I make a burger with 150 kilograms, no, grams in pounds, ça fait quoi?
150 is like five ounces
of beef, or 5 ounces of
beef.
5 ounces.
But do you prefer to cook it on a flat surface, cast iron? Do you prefer to cook it on over charcoal? How do you do it at your restaurant?
Charcoal.
Gotcha. So that char grill that gives you that flavor.
But it give a flavor on the meat. It's better.
Gotcha. Well, that's debatable. Yeah. You know, some people want that the fattiness and cooking its own fat. What were you going
to
say, chef?
Oh, I want to say something about the quality of the ingredients, which is the main thing
whatever the food you're gonna eat, the research of the to find the best ingredients for the dish is always the best. Is when you get the best ingredient, the job is already done at 80%. Yeah. So, you know, that's why French people don't have any much excuse to do bad food, because we have the best ingredients. You know, the France is like basically the garden of the world.
Eden, yeah.
When you try the tomatoes and the salad or the cabbage, or it tastes so good. But the beef in America is awesome, especially in Texas. And what he did, he find he was the best butcher in Texas, and it was awesome. This guy is to die for, you know.
Yeah, he comes tomorrow for Luke Hauer in the competition. It's incredible. This guy is a great person, and he take his time for us. And in France, they say the Texas friendship, and it's a very very exact
brotherly. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And one thing is important, you know, French people, they love America, they love Americans.
I'm an American. Hey. On mindset.
Gotcha. You know, I noticed that about you guys. So I lived in Spain for 2 years, and we would go to France a lot. And back then, this was in the 90s, French, the culture and the people were very much... French to what we expected French to be. You know, the scarves, the berets, it was still very French classic. Mm. And then when I met you guys, when I was thinking of meeting you guys, and I looked at your Instagram page, like, these guys remind me of people I grew up with. They remind me of my family. They remind me.
The difference is here, is the hospitality. You are up here often. All is amazing because you are a beautiful person, and the smile. In France, we have not the smile. Here, it's the smile every day. It's very important.
Take our smile and bring it back, and let everybody know that we love them in France.
And the mindset.
So burgers is coming to the forefront in Europe, and it's been in the forefront of Europe. But I'm intrigued by the fact that, you know, I've been hearing from so many people that, especially in, you know, in the EU, all over it, and even into the Middle East now, barbecue and Texas-style barbecue is coming to the forefront. What do you guys see as the next food trend coming out of America to the EU, or maybe primarily France? You know, it's burgers, barbecue. What's the next thing, especially that you're out of D.C. now, Chef? What do you think it will be?
I think the barbecue could be a barbecue burger or stuff like that. That would be awesome. You know, there are things to do with a fast food business. A lot of things.
In France, I am a French champion of burger and French champion of barbecue too.
Congratulations.
And I love barbecue. And I think, for me, Texas is the best. And in second, it's Argentina. Asado Argentina. And I love the chimichurri sauce with herbs, acidity, and America Latina. It's a very, very special flavor too. And the best is Texas and Argentina.
Argentina, I agree. My family's got some Venezuelan in it, so we'll kind of disagree.
Okay.
But it's all good, brother. I love the competition, friendly competition. Man, we really appreciate you guys, and I'm so glad we got to make this interview happen, because it's, you know, obviously we were having dinner with you guys when we found out that all the equipment we're using right now was in an accident in San Antonio, and we hit a deer. So it was just like, we didn't have a great time to bond, you know, because we were very worried. You guys were worried too about the competition. You know, there was a lot of anxiety going on, but now I'm so glad it almost didn't happen, because we have to catch a flight out of here tonight, and you guys are in the middle of presenting your dish, so it almost didn't happen, but I'm so happy it did, because you guys are the next level. You guys really make it the World Food Championship, you know, and along with the Japanese team, along with the Korean team, but it's not the world unless you're here, and we appreciate that. And
Thank you so much.
You give us the validity of making the World Food Championship. You know,
I think cooking is only love, and humanity, it should be only love too. And we are happy to be here, and we are happy to find a new friendship, and to meet any persons. And for us, we are very proud to make this burger on this day, and we are very very happy to meet you, to meet all the organization, and it's a very very good World Food Championship this year.
It was one. You know what proves this? Food is the universal language.
That's right. That's
Thank you.
There is no border for that, you know.
No, correct, sir.
And the world loves the burgers, you know. One thing I have to tell you, in Paris, we have the, on the Champs-Élysées, we have the McDonald's, and McDonald's is the number one fast food in the world from France, you know. French people, they love burgers so much more than they used to love the sandwich, ham and cheese. Now the burger is way above
that. You know, I can't remember what part of France I went to, but everyone told me you have to go to France. And you know, there was a there's a mystique because there's a movie, where they say the Royale with cheese. What is it?
Pulp Fiction.
Our burger today is
influenced by that.
We forget to say this after later, but it's a tribute to Pulp Fiction. And the Kahuna burger with pineapple.
Got you. A little new one. You know what? I want them to figure that out when they do the scorecard. You didn't have to tell them that. I think there's some good quality chefs up there judging you that are kind of hear those, see those little hints. Tell us about what you're doing in D.C. now, bringing France to America.
First of all, my kids, the Americans, and my wife's American. So gotcha. I was living in D.C., in L.A., but before that I was in Paris. And I opened a business in Washington, D.C., and we love the city.
It's a restaurant?
Yeah, a restaurant, yes.
What's the name of that restaurant, sir?
It's called L'Avant-Garde. Our name is tweaked in Georgetown.
Got you.
It's a great place. It's beautiful. And D.C. is... You know, well, it's great for the food. You know, people are well educated. They appreciate French cuisine, beautiful ingredients. I really love being in D.C., you know, especially after L.A. I was in Miami before. But I love New Orleans, by the way.
Come on down, Chuck.
You know, I used to work in New Orleans at the Fairmont Hotel in New Orleans a long time ago. And I had the chance to eat the Pulp Quidum's food. Remember the
Pulp Quidum?
Pulp Quidum.
Wow, you hit me in my heart. He's one of my idols.
Yeah, I know.
One of my idols, man. And he really was the spice man
to create
French classic cuisine, take Creole,
the black and fish.
Bring it together, the black and red fish. Yeah, that was something else. You know, we just had some black and catfish over there earlier, and owe to him because he created that. You know, and the folklore behind that is that he left the cast iron pot on too high.
I know.
And by accident, seared it. And then when he tasted that char, he was like, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, too, how mistakes, you know, you can be classically trained, and when you make a mistake, you have the big idea, you know. So it's beautiful. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to Escoffier. It all comes down to France, you know. Yes. So you guys are the nucleus, and that's why I'm so proud for you to be here and so honored for you to be here. You know, you have a friend in me. You have a friend in Jeff.
Amen.
You have allies with us if you ever need anything.
You guys are awesome.
Walk and Talk Media, we'd love for you guys to listen in France. We'd love for you guys to be a part of our community and part of the food fam, the culinary community. Because this is what it's all about. Next year, I want to see you here. Hopefully, you bring your families here. You know, we really make this a good event surrounded about food. The world today is a lot of hate. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I know.
But food can bring us together.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a common denominator, you know?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
Guess what?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are out. Jeffrey, I don't even know if you have a voice anymore.
Nope.
Carl is over there with stomach pains because he's eating so much. What a lucky guy. I'm still waiting to judge, but dude, we're out of here, man. Jeffrey, I love you. Thank you for this honor, this privilege. Carl, thank you for this honor, this privilege. Man. I'm for Klimp right now. This is it, baby. I get to close it out. Pooch Rivera gets to close it out, baby. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing. Deliver healthy taste options to clientele and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.